Now in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is in volume 6, this is letter number 1777. And this is dated Yud Gimel, Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Menachem Mav Tosh Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Harav HaGoyim. The Rebbe is addressing this with the great titles to Reb Nissen Sheyichi. This is Reb Nissen Telushkin. He was involved with a lot of mikvahs. That was, he had a sefer called Taras Mayim. So he's involved a lot with the mikvahs, and the Rebbe writes him Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I am very happy to give you here, to include a check on the amount of, it says here, $501, which is valued approximately 500 Canadian dollars. Rebbe is sending him 491, I guess, American dollars to equal 500 Canadian dollars. But there may have been an exchange issue over here because there's a note on the bottom in the exchange. But in any event, the Rebbe sent him, that's a substantial amount of money in those days, 500 bucks in the for the building of the mikvah and its updating it. To update it, to fix it up. What does it mean to fix it up? What I mean, to make it better, which means that it should fulfill even the most Mahadrin opinion, you know, the most the strictest opinion. And I promised that the woman that passed away, I guess they're giving the gift in her name, is going to be engraved, and perhaps also the names of her descendants. And when the details will know the names, they will let you know from the maskiros, from the Rebbe's secretaries, to your honor, exactly. May it be the will of Hashem Yisbarich that Hashem will succeed the needs that you're doing, the work of Hashem, to draw down purity into the world, into the Shana and Nefesh. That means the world, that's the physical mikvah. During the year, everything goes down on the year, and the soul means the people. But in the year, maybe, but in all aspects, generally we see that purity, you bring down into the world, you bring it down into the time, that's the year, and you bring it down to the people, that's the nefesh. So the Rebbe says this should be the preparation, introduction, the close preparation for the redemption of all of the Jewish people, a true and a complete redemption. As also hinted in the Tosfos Yom Tov in the end of Tractate Yuma. And those are the same words as the Rambam in the end of the Laws of Mikvahs, that the hint about the immersion in the mikvah and the ultimate of the coming of Mashiach and the end of Malachim, over there he uses the language that it will be Kamayim Layom Mechasim, that the knowledge will be like the water that covers the Yom, Kamayim Layom Mechasim. That means that everybody will be immersed, sort of, in the teachings of the Torah. I'm not sure exactly, I think that's what the Rebbe is referring to. And the Rebbe has, with honor, regards to your others, the rabbis, the geniuses who are occupying themselves in these communal matters, and the Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work. So, the Rebbe, first of all, says building and also improvement. That improvement needs to mean, improvement doesn't just mean physically, but it means to make it sure that it fits all opinions. And the Rebbe also says to make sure that they will engrave the name of the woman that they agreed upon. And when the family asks, when it becomes known to them, they will pass that along. And the Rebbe blesses them that their holy work that they're doing is to add purity in the world, in the year, and also in the souls. And this is a preparation for the coming of Mashiach very speedily in our days.